咱们今天来聊一聊万科。
Let's talk about Vank today.
现在万科正处在一个风险出清和债务重组的关键时期。
Currently, Vank is in a critical period of risk clearing and debt restructuring. Well,
然后他现在面临的就是流动性的压力。
And he is now facing liquidity pressure.
开发业务的亏损以及转型的阵痛。
The losses from developing new businesses and the pain of transformation.
究竟能不能够平衡好短期的生存和长期的转型？
Can we really balance short-term survival and long-term transformation?
是啊，这几个问题都很棘手。
These are all tricky questions.
那我们就直接开始今天的讨论吧。
And let's start our discussion right away.
咱们先来看一下万科的现状啊。
Let's first take a look at the current situation of Vank.
就是说最近一段时间，万科在财务上面和债务上面到底面临哪些比较突出的困难？
In other words, what are the most prominent financial and debt-related difficulties that Everbrand has faced in recent times?
其实万科现在是三重压力叠加。
Actually, Vank is currently facing the triple pressure. Well,
首先它的现金短债缺口非常大。
First, its short-term debt is very large.
然后开发业务是深度亏损。
Then developing the business resulted in significant losses.
同时它的转型又刚刚起步。
At the same time, its transformation has just begun.
还远水解不了近渴。
Far off waters cannot quench new thirst.
听着每一项都很有挑战。
It sounds like all the tasks are quite challenging.
那具体的财务数据有没有什么特别扎心的？
Are there any specific financial figures that are particularly striking?
2025年。万科的规模净亏损是 885.6 亿。
Wake's net loss was 8.856 billion.
天哪，两年加起来亏了将近1380亿。
Oh my god, I lost almost 1381 in 2 years.
然后它的综合毛利率只有 9.46%。 开发业务
Then its overall gross profit margin was only 9.4, which was quite low, and it was developing new business.
的毛利率甚至不到 8.1%。
The gross profit margin is 8.1%.
更麻烦的是它
What's more troublesome is
的有息负债
its interest-bearing debt
还有 3584.8 亿。
There are 3,584,800,000.
其中一年内到期的有 1,605.6 亿。
One year, the amount due was 1,605,600,000.
但是它的货币资金只有 672.4 亿。
However, its monetary funds were only 672.4 billion.
现金短债比只有 0.42。
The cash short-term bond yield is only 0.42%.
看来真是压力山大呀。
It seems like you're really under a lot of pressure.
那2026年
In 2026,
万科在销售和开发上有什么新的动向吗？
Does Everbrand have any new developments in sales and development?
2025年
2025
万科的签约销售额是 1340.6 亿。
Wank's contracted sales amount is 184.6 billion.
同比下降了 45.5%。
Decreased by 45.5% compared to the same period last year.
然后
And
2026年
2026
它的新开工面积和竣工面积的计划都是差不多。
The planned new construction area and completion area are approximately the same.
在去年的基础上砍了一半。
Cut in half compared to last year.
这下降幅度也太大了。
This is a huge drop.
那万科在应对债务和流动性危机方面
In terms of dealing with debt and liquidity crisis, bank has
最近有什么大动作吗？
What's the latest news?
在2025年的时候
In 2025,
万科是把 332.1 亿的公开债都兑付了。
Bank has repaid all of its $332.1 billion in publicly issued bonds.
然后2026年的1月份有三笔债券进行了展期。
Then, in January 2026, three bonds were extended.
四月份的时候
In April,
又对20亿的中票提出了新的展期的方案。
He proposed a new extension plan for the 200 million votes.
就是 40% 的本金马上兑付。
That's 40% of the principal immediately withdrawn.
剩下的 60% 延期一年。
The remaining 60% is postponed for 1 year.
好的。
Okay.
下面咱们来讨论一下万科面临的核心矛盾和挑战。
Let's discuss the core contradictions and challenges facing bank.
首先就是流动性和债务结构。
First, there are liquidity and debt structure.
这个是非常现实的一个难题。
This is a very realistic problem.
万科现在的现金流到底有多紧张?
What is the current cash flow situation of bank?
万科现在的现金是没有办法覆盖它的短期债务的。
Currently, bank has no way to cover its short-term debt.
然后它的2026年的4到7月是一个偿债的高峰期。
Then, from July 2026 to July 2027, it was a peak period for debt repayment.
为了缓解这个压力
To alleviate this pressure,
他除了要不断地把债务展期之外
In addition to constantly extending his debt,
还要大规模地处置资产
Still need to dispose of a large amount of assets.
他的计划是要在2026年处置掉大概500亿的资产。
His plan is to dispose of approximately 5 billion assets by 2026.
但这个其实是会推高他的未来的融资成本的。对。
But this actually will increase his future financing costs.
而且会让他的财务灵活性变得更差。
This will also make his financial flexibility worse.
哎
Well,
那万科的开发业务现在到底遇到了哪些比较棘手的问题?
What are the most difficult problems that Evergrande's real estate development business is currently facing?
现在就是销售和新开工面积都大幅下滑。
Now, both sales and newly constructed area have significantly declined.
然后之前高价拿的地现在结算，导致毛利率被严重的拖累。
Then, the settlement of the previously high-priced land has severely dragged down the gross profit margin.
那现在万科把保交付作为一个首要的目标。
Now,Evergrande has made delivering projects a top priority.
所以它很难再去贡献稳定的利润。
Therefore, it is difficult for him to contribute stable profits.
了解了。那万科从一个高杠杆开发。
I learned that Wonder had been a high leverage asset.
它的模式往城市综合运营商这个方向去转型。
His company is transitioning to a model of operating urban comprehensive operators.
在这个过程当中
In this process,
最大的痛点是什么?
What is the biggest pain point?
最大的问题就是它的这个持有型物业
The biggest problem is its ownership property.
像商业、物流、长租这些
like commercial logistics, long-term leases, etc.
虽然说未来是比较稳定的。
Although it is said that the future is relatively stable.
但是现在的规模和产生的现金流
But the current scale and cash flow generated
还远远没有办法弥补开发业务的这个缺口。
This is far from a way to make up for the gap in developing business.
对。
Okay.
所以就导致它整体的转型是一个比较阵痛的过程。
Therefore, this leads to a relatively painful transformation process overall.
明白了。
Understood.
那我想问一下。
I would like to ask.
就是最近这个行业政策的变化。
The recent changes in industry policies.
对万科这种企业会带来哪些新的考验？
What new challenges will companies like Wukesong bring?
从2026年4月份开始。
Starting from April 2026.
全国的新出让的地块都要实行现房销售了。
All newly released plots of land will be subject to limited sales.
然后预售资金的监管也比以前更严格了。
In addition, the regulation of pre-sale funds has become stricter than before.
那也就意味着房地产行业正式告别了高增长。
That also means that the real estate industry has officially entered a period of low growth.
进入到一个存量竞争的阶段。
Enter a phase of competition for existing resources.
这对于开发商的资金实力和运营水平都提出了非常高的要求。
This also puts very high demands on the developer's financial strength and operational level.
没错。
Right.
那我们再来讲一下万科可能会面临的三种结局。
Okay, let's talk about the three possible outcomes that bank might face.
对。
Okay.
我先给我们大概的讲一讲。
Tell us a general overview first.
就是每一种情景的核心路径和它背后的这个可能性有多大。
The paths of heartbreak in every situation and the possibility behind them.
好的。
Okay.
我们先来看第一种情景啊。
Let's first look at the first scenario.
就是稳健重组加转型成功。
It's about solid restructuring plus successful transformation.
这个是有 55% 的概率。
This has a 55% probability.
它的核心是通过债务展期。
Its core is through debt extension.
资产出售。
Asset sale.
然后加上大股东的支持。来度过这个短期的难关。
Then, with the support of the major shareholder, we can overcome this short-term difficulty.
然后再逐步地把重心放到一线和强二线城市。
Then gradually shift the focus to first-tier and second-tier cities.
提升产品品质。
Improve product quality.
让多元业务慢慢地变成新的利润支柱。
Let the diversified business gradually become a new profit pillar.
听起来很理想啊。
Sounds great.
那这种情况要实现的话
If this is the case, then
需要哪些关键的条件配合
What key conditions are needed?
最重要的就是政策的持续呵护。
The most important thing is the continuous support of policies.
然后资产能够顺利的变现。
Then the assets can be smoothly converted into cash.
还有就是转型的节奏能够不断的加快。
Another thing is that the pace of transformation can be continuously accelerated.
只要这些都能做到。
As long as these can be achieved.
那万科还是很有机会在未来成为一个轻资产的城市。
It is still very likely that Vank will become a light asset city in the future.
综合运营商，市场份额可能做到 8% to 10%.
The combined market share of operators could reach 8% to 10%.
明白了。
Understood.
那如果说流动性危机一直都没有办法缓解的话，
What if the liquidity crisis could never be resolved?
万科会怎么办？
What will Evergrande do?
那就是我们说的第二种情况了。
That's the second case we're talking about.
债务重组深化加部分拆分。
Keep in debt restructuring and partial split.
这种情况发生的概率是 3%。
The probability of this happening is 3%.
是。它的核心是、常规的手段已经不够用了。
The core issue is that the conventional methods are no longer sufficient.
所以必须要进行大规模的债务重组。
Therefore, a large-scale debt restructuring is necessary.
把债务的期限拉长到5到10年。
Extend the maturity of the debt to 5 to 10 years.
可能还会引进国资或者是新的战略股东。
It may also involve the introduction of state-owned enterprises or new strategic investors.
同时呢，万科还会把一些非核心的业务。
At the same time, bank will also transfer some non-core businesses.
比如说酒店啊。
For example, hotels.
乡村振兴啊，这些业务卖掉。
These rural revitalization businesses.Sell them off.
把重心放到物业、物流和核心开发上面。
Focus on property logistics and core development.
甚至可能会让万物云等板块独立上市。
This could even lead to companies like OneWay Cloud going public independently.
这种情况下
，In this case,
万科虽然还是一个全国知名品牌。
Although Wank is still a well-known brand nationwide,
但是整体的规模会明显的收缩，会变成一个区域或者细分领域的龙头。
However, the overall scale will obviously shrink and become a leading company in a specific region or niche field.
那还有第三种情景呢？
There is also a third scenario.
就是在什么情况下会发生风险失控？
When will the risk occur?
然后重组托管。
Then reorganize the hosting.
如果说债务展期谈不下来，
If debt restructuring negotiations fail,
资产又卖不掉，
Local production but can't sell,
市场又持续的低迷，
The market continues to be sluggish.
那万科就可能会被逼到全面的债务重组。
Then Evergrande may be forced into comprehensive debt restructuring.
这个概率虽然只有 15%.
This probability is only 15%.
但是一旦发生的话，
But once it happens,
地方国资或者资产管理公司就会进来托管。
Local state-owned enterprises or asset management companies will come in to manage.
那万科的核心资产
The core assets of Vank,
甚至包括万物云
even including the cloud of everything,
还有一些好的土地储备
there are also some good land reserves,
都有可能会被拆分
all of them could be split,
那到时候万科的品牌影响力也会大幅的缩水
at that time, the brand influence of Vank will also be significantly reduced,
然后会成为行业整合大潮中的一个典型案例。
Then it will become a typical case in the industry's consolidation wave.
最后我们来说一下总结和关键观察点。
Finally, let's summarize the key findings and observations.
就是说我们如果要去判断万科到底会走向哪一条路。
In other words, if we want to determine which path Whoopisol will take,
最值得我们去关注的信号都有哪些
？What signals are most worth paying attention to？
其实最关键的就是要盯紧2026年的4到7月。
The most important thing is to pay close attention to the period from April to July of 2026。
这个公开债的兑付情况。
The status of the redemption of this public bond。
就是它的展期能不能顺利的进行
Whether or not the exhibition can be successfully held
然后它的资产处置能不能顺利的进行。
And whether its assets can be disposed of smoothly.
能不能及时的回款。
Can we get the funds back in time?
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
第二个就是要看它的非开发业务。
Secondly, we need to look at its non-core business.
像万物云、物流、长租。
Like the long-term rental of all things.
这些，他们的利润占比能不能持续的提升？
Can their profit margins continue to improve?
对整体的现金流能不能有一个明显的贡献？
Can it make a significant contribution to the overall cash flow?
这两个确实很重要。
These are indeed important.
还有其他需要重点关注的吗？
Are there any other things that need to be highlighted?
还有就是现房销售的政策在核心城市落地之后。
And also the policy selling limited priced properties after implementation in core cities.
万科的销售和交付的表现，以及它的大股东深铁集团会不会继续的加码支持它。
Will Vank's sales and delivery performance, as well as its major shareholder, Shunfer Group, continue to support him?
还有他的股权融资能不能顺利的推进？
Can his equity financing be smoothly advanced?
这都是非常重要的。
This is very important.
好的。
Okay.
那今天我们从万科的财务危机聊到了他的转型的压力。
Today, we talked about the pressure he faced during his transformation from Vank.
又聊到了他的各种可能的结局。
We talked about his various possible endings again.
可以说万科现在真的是站在一个命运的十字路口。
It can be said that Wander is now standing at a critical juncture.
没错。
Right?
那今天的内容咱们就到这里了。
That's all for today's content.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见吧。
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye bye.